So right now I'm talking about Open Frame, which is a project held by Room 40 and Carriage Works focused on the nexus between sound, space and improvisation. This year's program will see 8 international and local acts explore new and experimental sonic landscapes, taking us through an immersive journey into their world. I'm joined on the line now by founder of Room 40 and curator of Open Frame, Lawrence English. Good morning, Lawrence.
Good morning.
So to get started, at the forefront of the program this year is Japanese experimental sound group Marginal Consort, who played One Night Only show last week. I'm really interested to hear about how their setup was entirely site-specific for Carriage Works, and also I've heard that they only play one show a year, so can you just tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. I mean, look, Marginal Consort are a very incredible group of, it's sort of like a free improvisation unit, really. It's like 4 solos happening in space. And essentially what happens is as you enter the kind of the zone, I guess, that they set up between themselves, you kind of construct the concert in a way. As you move around between the spaces, you focus on certain things because some of the gestures are very small. Sometimes at one point, one of the gentlemen, Koshikawa-san, was just performing with 2 teacups and a very small little metal hammer. And it's this tiny, tiny sound. And at the other end of the room, you had someone performing with these kind of amazing sort of self-made drum objects that they created. So they had these very beautiful counterpoints. So people, as they came into the room, basically could navigate the space. And Marginal Consort have been performing together since 97. And the original intention was to do this idea about a single concert a year, a kind of meeting, basically, where they came and they'd explore an idea together. And I guess in the last few years, with some gentle encouragement, probably from pestery people like me, they've managed to play a couple of extra concerts every year. So this year they'll probably play about 4 times. This year they play once in Vancouver, and then this year we are very fortunate to have them play at Carriage Works, and also they played at the Substation in Melbourne. And they have their annual meeting show is going to happen in Kyoto this year. But you know, it was a very, very beautiful experience, because you don't realize how over the duration of the 3 hours you get more deeply into the language that is just inherently between them, shared between them. You start to kind of get that sense of what it is to be inside that sound.
Sounds amazing. I'm sad that I missed it.
Well, look, I honestly hope there is an opportunity to bring them back to Australia, because they are, in 10 years' time, they will be this group that everyone is talking about as one of these kind of legendary ensembles, because it's so specific and so very much of a particular kind of approach, and there's not a kind of younger generation that are necessarily working that same way. So they hold a very special place.
Definitely. And so, as you kind of mentioned or alluded to there's a big focus on this connection between the artist and the audience. How did the other acts kind of interact with these concepts?
For Open Frame, you mean?
Pardon?
For Open Frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I think like a lot of the work this year in the Open Frame program is very much about this kind of embodied notion of sound. You know, that sound is there as a means to kind of occupy, in some cases, the body, or to call the body in different ways. So it's like at one end you have someone like Vanessa Tomlinson, who is going to be performing this beautiful piece called Lirio by Hal Budd, which I think is only the 3rd time it's ever been performed in Australia. I think the 1st time it's ever been performed in Sydney. It's just a piece for blue light and gong. And she plays this very sort of gently rolling gong where about a third the way into the piece, you suddenly realize there is all of this information, this very fine filigree sound coming from the gong that you just don't initially recognize. And then you just become fascinated by this thing for the next, for the remainder of the piece, which is a kind of indeterminate length. It's usually about 15 or 20 minutes. So you have that sensation at one end, and then at the other end you have someone like Mertzbauer, who, you know, is this Japanese artist who's celebrating 40 years, or has been active for 40 years this year, who's largely recognized as the king of noise, I guess you would say, who has this incredibly visceral, abstract, infinite kind of sounding music project that's completely consuming, physically and psychologically. So for me, I'm interested in these kind of dimensions of that experience and how we navigate it as an audience, those kinds of experiences.
And I'm fascinated also by artists like Sandra Sielgi, who uses abstract everyday materials like stones and paper to create sound. Can you tell us a little bit more about this and how this works to kind of tell a sonic narrative for her?
Yeah, I mean, Sandra's a very interesting artist. She has a very successful, obviously, visual arts practice, I guess you would say. But she's also very much interested in sound work. So for me, last year I had the pleasure to kind of present a piece of hers called Two Moons as part of a series we did in Queensland called Mono at the Institute of Modern Art. And as part of this piece, there was this one section that we'll be showing in Sydney, which is just literally this video work that she's made of these two. It is two moons, but it basically folded into each other. So there's this kind of unison that happens at one point. And she basically developed this piece and for a pair of cymbals that are just played in a very particular way. And there's this interesting kind of like almost like call and response between the visuals and the image, or like a very long call that somehow echoed between the two components. And then she's also performing a piece which involves this kind of like self-made water light sculpture that is also sonic. So she has this very strong connection between one media, I guess, informing the other, and then she's the kind of conduit between the two of them is the way that it's kind of opened up.
Interesting. Yeah, wow. I think kind of the nexus between visual and sonic kind of art forms comes through really nicely through the lineup.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this year there's quite a number. I mean, Lossell, who's coming from Canada, is presenting this brand new piece that is from the forthcoming record that's out in a couple of months' time. Stephen O'Malley, who's performing, has this incredible sort of quite abstract black and white film that really somehow becomes embedded in the music. We just did a performance from him on Thursday night. He's actually playing here tonight in Hobart for Dark Mofo. And the kind of, there's something about, there's a moment, it's about a third the way through or two-thirds the way through where you suddenly realize there is very, like, embedded relationship. Like, he is feeding off that thing that's happening between the sound coming off the stage and the kind of visual material. It's really quite something.
Yeah, so this isn't the first open frame. I was wondering if there was any kind of particular curatorial direction that you've taken this year as opposed to previous years.
Yeah, I think for me, I mean, I'm interested in the subject of states of intensity this year in a way. And I don't mean that as this kind of idea of, like, when we say intense, we usually think about, like, amplitude or, you know, you go for the kinds of things that we know instantly as something that's, like, that's really loud or that's really fast or that's really hard or whatever the case is. But actually, for me, intensity is much more subtle than that. It's actually much more seductive than that. I think when you go and experience something like what I was talking about before, you know, Vanessa Tomlinson's piece is incredibly intense, but in this way that is so focused. And so it's about a deepening. It's not about kind of being overcome by something. It's about being kind of becoming that thing somehow. And there's an intensity of focus that happens. And then at the other end, you have the things like Mertz Bauer and Rafa and Antonio Rosario's work is the same. It's this very kind of engulfing bodily intensity where you suddenly recognize that you're not just listening with your ears, you're listening with your body as well. And there's this dialogue that happens between those senses that's really very powerful and not something we always get to fully appreciate with performance. And that for me is a big driver generally with a lot of the work that I program for Open Frame. It's about this idea of really recognizing that there's this multiplicity of things that happens, and that's what makes it so kind of wonderful. That's why live performance experiences are so powerful.
Well, it sounds absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Lawrence.
My pleasure.